Okay, today is November 14th, 2017. What is your name?
Bessie Seacat.
And where do you live?
In Ashland, Kansas.
And what is your occupation?
I'm a housewife.
And how old are you?
94 years old.
Okay. When did you first become aware of the Starbuck Fire, hereafter referred to simply as the fire?
What time, you mean?
Yeah, or when, during the day? When did you first know something was going on?
It was in the afternoon when the sky was all reddish and getting dark.
Where were you?
In my house here.
And what was your first thought when you saw the smoke?
Well, I wondered what was going on. I didn't know what it was.
Did somebody call you and tell you what was going on?
No.
Did they come pick you up?
They did.
Okay, so who came and picked you up?
That's Jessica Wilkinson. Came to my house, and she said, we are evacuating right now. What do you want to take? And so I grabbed my purse, and I got my Bible and my music and a jacket, and I think some, that's about all I took. And so I went with her out to Janae and Matt Wilson's house. And their family was all busy getting the vehicles all loaded up, and their camper and everything. And then we took out and left. We went back toward the Sitka Corner and went north to Buckland because we got word that we needed to go north. And so we got about halfway up to Buckland, or that on that road, and got the message that the fire was coming down from the north. So we turned at the Lexington Community Corner and went east for protection and went to protection and over to Coldwater that way.
And when you got to to Coldwater, where did you go?
We stopped at that, before we got into Coldwater, that that place where gas pumps are, I think it is. And there were friends of Jessica's and the family that were all congregating there and kind of regrouping. And then we went into Coldwater. We went to the high school, and where there was refreshments and fruit and sandwiches and so on to eat, and to just stay there. I sat, you know, I just sat down at a table with others, and the Wilsons and Jessica and all had plans to make and things to think about, which they were doing.
So when you were at Wilson's, and when you went back to the Sitka Hill and went north to Buckland, could you see flames?
No.
It wasn't close. Could you see the smoke?
I don't remember even that.
Was it real windy when you left?
Not too bad. Janae drove the camper, uh-huh. And we followed right behind her.
Yep. So then when you were at the high school in Coldwater, was there lots of people there from Ashland?
Yes.
And
many, many people.
And what did they tell you what was going on, or did they Did anybody of authority say you need to stay here all night, or they do anything like that?
I didn't hear that, but they were getting cots ready for people to sleep in, and chairs, like recliners and chairs, they were moving them in to the auditorium there where we were.
Yeah, and how long did you stay there?
Well, I don't know just what time. It was dark by the time we left the high school. But Jenna, is it Jana Jackson?
Kenna.
Kenna had hookups and told Janae and Matt that they could use her hookups for the night.
Mm-hmm.
And so we all took out and to find that place. It was really dark. They didn't know just where they were going, but they found it.
Mm-hmm.
And they hooked it up, which took a while, quite a while, you know, to get it in there and get it ready. And
was it in town, or was it in
the
country?
It was in town.
Okay. Yeah. And then did you stay in the trailer for the night?
Yes, and so they got it all ready, and I sat in the pickup, or no, in Jessica's car while they were doing that. And so when they were ready, they helped me in to get into the camper, and there they had a divan that they pulled out and made into a bed, and that was my bed, and there were like bunk beds in different places, and there were eight people that stayed there within the family.
Including you, or
including
plus
including me, yeah.
Yep.
And three dogs.
No cats?
No, there just, weren't any cats.
Just dogs? So then Tuesday morning when you woke up and in the trailer, did you go eat breakfast somewhere, or?
No. We didn't. We just stayed around there until about 10 o'clock. Somebody had a box of graham crackers, and that's what we had. And I think I had brought a banana from the food that they had.
So while you were with them, had they found out that their house had been burned?
While we were at the high school, they found out that their house was burned. And Janae showed me what it was doing, the flames and how it was, and they had taken a picture of it. Her husband was out there. Rat Matt had gone out there.
And so he was out at the house?
Mm-hmm.
Both houses?
And Chance. Yeah. Chance was with us, too.
Did Matt and Chance come over to Coldwater and spend the night, or did they?
Yes, they were there too.
So, and then.
But they left too, and then they came back and spent the night with us.
So, did you return to Ashland then?
While we were there in the camper, during the night. It was a real cold night, and we got cold because the propane tank ran out of propane, and so it got real cold. And I had covers on, but I was still pretty cold. And one of these dogs. It was Chris's dog. jumped up on my bed and laid down beside me. I'm sure he was cold too, but he jumped up there and laid down and kept me warm the rest of the night.
Oh, cool. Big dog?
He was a big dog.
Yep.
Big yellow dog. I don't know what kind he is. They're beautiful dogs. There were two of that color and a black dog that was Chris's and Chance's, I think. One of those dogs belonged to Chance.
Yep. So what did you think about all this? I mean, you went several places before you got someplace safe. Did you ever feel like you weren't safe traveling over to Coldwater?
No. Jessica said, I'll drive and you pray. So we did.
Yep.
And I don't think that I ever was frightened, or I just felt like I was, I don't know.
Well taken
care of?
I wasn't
fear. Yeah, the Lord was taking care of it. I'm sure that's what it was.
So did they have enough places and food for everybody, did you think, at Coldwater when they got there?
Oh yes, they had a lot of food.
So when did you decide it was okay to return?
Well, the next morning, it was about 10 o'clock when we went back, and they decided to go back.
So what was your impressions of driving down the highway? Because you came back the highway?
Yes.
And once you got probably past protection, what kind of things did you start seeing, and what did it make you feel like?
Okay, when we got to the part where it was burned, you could look as far as to the north, to the south. The pastures were all black, as far as I could look. And it seemed like it was even to the west. I could see all, it was all black. And when we got to Matt and Janae's house, the house was completely gone. And it just, I couldn't imagine how there wouldn't be anything left. There was a few metal things there, little things, but there, otherwise, this disintegrated.
Did you stop?
No.
You just drove
by?
We
just drove by.
Yeah, but you could see some things? Or did they go back and look for stuff?
Oh, they went back later, I'm sure.
Yeah.
But we didn't. I was with Jessica.
Yeah. And so you guys just drove on into town?
Yeah, and she took me home.
Uh-huh. So, like, there's a lot of landmarks that used to be on the highway when you're driving down the road that have been here probably all of your life. What was that kind of eerie, or what did that make you feel like when you see all this burned?
Well, it just looked pretty bare, you know, and it was just black, burned.
What about the highway? Did you notice the highway was scorched?
No, I didn't.
It had black stuff going across it. So.
Mm-hmm.
So did you stay in Ashland then? Did you stay home? Or?
Well, I stayed home Monday, you know. No, Tuesday, the next day.
Okay, so let's go back and did your family know where you were at?
Jessica called Bill when she came to my house. And Bill was busy taking care of the fires down there where he was. He was trying to save his cattle and his home and the neighbors and everything.
And he was over at Frosty's.
Where?
He was over at Frosty's, too.
Well, that was earlier.
Yeah.
I think. This was about 3 o'clock, or 3:30, when Jessica came to my house.
Right.
And Bill said, I can't come in.
Right.
But she told him. Yeah. That's where I was.
Cool. Well, what about the rest of your kids? Did they know what was going on? Did they try to call you?
No, but the rest of them got together. They heard it some way, somehow, and all got together on the telephone and got to talking, and they said I didn't need to be in that smoke. So they made plans for me to go to Emporia with Marilyn and Gary. So Wednesday, Tammy took me to Pratt, and Marilyn met me at noon at Pratt. And I went back with her for 2 weeks, and got to stay with her and Gary, and got to go to all of their activities at that time, and I had just a great and wonderful time for 2 weeks.
Did you know what was going on down here? Did you see pictures of the fire while you were at Marilyn's? Or
yes, Marilyn got it on the computer. I mean, on the television, internet. So that I was
she
listening
showed you.
To the stories, you know, like they were in church Sunday morning, and that was televised. And we had several reports through the week, so those 2 weeks. In fact, many of them.
Yeah. So did you feel like you were out of the loop since you weren't here, or
mm-hmm.
were you kept pretty much in tune to what was going on? Did you talk to Bill?
Yes, I got to talk to Bill too. And was very happy that he saved all of his cattle, and because of the wheat pastures that are all around his house, that saved his house. So that was a great blessing.
Yep. So did you lose anything in the fire? Personally?
No, I did not.
What's your most vivid memory of the fire?
Well, the most vivid was that Monday afternoon at 3:30, and it was before that when all this smoke came over and it got dark, and it was a red brownish, you know. You know, I've never seen anything like that before.
Yeah.
And I have never seen anything like that, that kind of a fire, I've never had to evacuate.
Yes. Yes, so you grew up in the country and lived in the country for a long time. Did you ever see any wildfires that would compare to this? Or
no.
What's the biggest difference, do you think?
I don't remember very many fires. I know there were some, and I remember them when we lived at Lexington, and George would take the tractor and a plow and go over and plow around, you know, where the flames were. But nothing serious, too bad. Nothing.
Easily put out. They were easily put out. Didn't burn a whole lot of acres.
It seemed like it was. It was easy. It seemed like it was to me.
So, you were gone 2 weeks, and by the time you returned, were there a lot of volunteers here helping with replacing fence, and did you see the hay trucks go by?
I saw them on the highway as they were going, and I saw them bringing in the bales of hay, these big semi-trucks, and they weren't parked clear down to the north. Well, I don't know how far they were to an main street, you know, to the. And I saw that several times.
What'd you think of all that all the people that came and helped and stuff. Did you ever go over to the church or to the Christian camp while they had volunteers here?
No, I didn't do that. I didn't help with that. But then it was just wonderful the way they took care of all the people and had them to eat there at the camp and also in the high school too, you know.
Yep.
And they did that for several days, weeks.
Yes.
How was long, a month or so maybe, or more than that.
They did it March and April, and then they moved it from the camp to other churches in May. And then they did some, a little bit in June. The Mennonite Relief did it at the Hardesty House in June. So.
Yes, it was wonderful, all the help that came in.
So did Bill have anybody help him do fence or anything?
Yes, he had some volunteers there at first. He sure did.
Tear out fence? Is that basically what they did? Or other things?
They put in fence and tore them out, too. Bill and Tammy tore out a bunch of fence themselves. And then volunteers came in and put up new fences. I guess they helped roll up wire, too.
So, but who were some of the people or agencies that proved most helpful, do you think, during and after the fire?
The agencies that came in here?
Or people, even people, agencies here.
Well, you know, like the bankers, you know, they were telling people where to go and so on. And the feed mill, the K's, they did a tremendous job there. They were on the phone nonstop.
Yep.
And Randall Spear did a lot. Great.
All the veterinarians,
mm-hmm.
people that came. So what effect, physical and financial or mental, do you think the fire has had on people?
Well, it's brought our community and all together again. We seem to be a close-knit community after this. And having so many volunteers coming in from all over the United States has really made an impression upon us, on everybody.
So can you perceive of anything positive that's resulted from the fire?
Well, it's the Mennonites came in, and, you know, we just appreciated everybody that came in and to help.
Think there's any long-term effects from the fire that we'll have for a couple of years, or...
Well, I don't know whether there will be. Bill just made a statement that the grass, the wheat and the grass is coming back real good and hasn't been too much damage to it.
Yeah.
So that's good.
Need rain.
Yes. Uh-huh.
So what can you do or have you done to prepare for a future fire or other catastrophe like this? Do you make plans? I mean, since you saw people's houses get burned, did you think of anything that you would like to save if there was another time? Or?
I guess I haven't thought too much about it.
Is there anything the community can do to prepare? Is there anything the community could do to prepare for another fire or another emergency? You think we acted pretty well on this fire? The community as a whole?
Oh, I think so. They did. Did the best they could. I know they're training, the EMTs and the fire departments are all training to do better, and we appreciate that. That's what all that they're doing.
You said you'd never had to evacuate before.
No.
What, have you been in other emergency situations, like tornado or anything like that? What did you do to prepare for that?
Well, there seemed like we had tornadoes when I was in Sitka and lived there as a child, and we were always going to the cave. And our mom and Grace and I were. I don't remember Dad going to the cave because he was out in the field. And then when we lived at Lexington, I was preparing in my house. I always had things ready to go to the cave because I had to go many times. And we'd take the children down there and have light and something to eat until it was over.
Did you have to stay in the cave very long each time?
Well, not a long time. I remember one when, well, Belle Marie came over to my cave to come down there with me, and I think it was Paul that was a baby, and she was running and bringing him, and we all got down the cave together. And I think that was a tornado that came pretty close there, but it didn't strike. In fact, we've never had a tornado hit our place at Lexington. And it did, I think at Sitka, rock the house at one time when I was a baby. That's what my folks told me. Mm-hmm.
So you said when you evacuated this time that you took your music.
Yes.
Which music did you take?
Well, I just had Sunday. I had just played it Sunday at the organ, and I had my music right here on the organ bench, and so I stuck it in there. I don't know why I did that.
So was it all the music you usually play? Or was it the stuff for services?
It was what I played on the day before.
So what about your harmonica?
Well, I didn't take it.
Wasn't close, huh?
It's right underneath here. My recliner. I have it down there beside my recliner. No, yeah. I didn't take it.
Did you?
But my Bible is right there, and I got it in there. So
how long did you think you were going to be gone?
I had no idea. I didn't even think about it. I just left. Left with Jessica.
Was Jessica pretty much in a state? Was she real excited and say, we need to go? Or
no, she didn't pressure me like that. That's just all she said to me. But she had just had a notice from the fireman to get away from her house right away. Mm-hmm. So she left her house out there, and she came in here, and she was at Chance's here for a while. I saw her come in, and then she came over to my house, and Chance wasn't there at that time.
Probably not.
He wasn't there.
Because they evacuated the hospital. So he was probably there.
And so she came. And And I was very thankful for that, that she did. And so I want to give tribute to her and for her kindness and for thinking of me to pick me up and take me. And then we went out to Janae and Matt's, and also I want to thank them for including me in their family, and so that I stayed with them in the camper. And and also I want to thank Chris Wilkinson's dog for keeping me warm through the night.
That's pretty special. So, do you have any other thoughts about this experience that you'd like to share?
Well, that Tuesday night, I still thought there was going to, we still had reports that there was, we might have to evacuate again. So, I looked out the west door, and I could see the flames up there on those, on the bank there, and then after a while it kind of died down. So I think they were fighting it over there. But anyway, that was rather frightening to see the flames so close, and I didn't take my clothes off. I thought, if I have to leave in the night, I want to be ready. So I just went to bed and...
Take your shoes off?
Probably did. And but we didn't have anything like that. So I was thankful for that.
Yep.
And then the next morning, I packed up my clothes. Well, in fact, I was packing the night before because Marilyn called me the night before and started packing. And then
when
I was
you got
ready
home?
To go the next morning by, I think, 9 o'clock, I think. I don't know what. But
on Wednesday?
Yeah, it was on Wednesday.
Yeah. So what did Marilyn say when she called you? She just said, we're coming to get you, or... Tammy's going to bring you and you're going to come stay with us?
No, she said, do you want to come and stay with us? And I said, well, I didn't think that I needed to. I didn't think the smoke was bothering me. And so I wasn't sure I needed to be going. But I said, well, I guess that'll be okay. I'll come and stay with you. But it's a good thing I did, because I kept away from that smoke and didn't get sick from it.
Yep. So, and you really, by the time you came back, the smoke smell was pretty much gone? Or could you still smell smoke when you came home?
You know, you can still smell some smoke when you got home, when I got home.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, did it, like you watched the YouTube and videos of the thing?
Uh-huh.
But how'd that make you feel, seeing all that they were showing?
Well, I was crying.
Yeah.
Oh, and I want to thank all my family for thinking of me and wanting me to be safe from this smoke and everything when I didn't think I needed it. But they were right. I did need it, and I want to thank them for all the help they did for me.
That was good.
That was
good. Yep. So, do you have any other things you want to mention? Any other thoughts?
I think that's all the thoughts that I have.
OK. Okay. So thank you very much for sharing your experience with us.
You're welcome.